Good morning, everybody. I was going to read some verses here in 1 John. First of all, I want to say how I just appreciate the brotherhood we have here, and that everybody just loves each other, and we just get along. And even if we don't all believe exactly the same thing, we still just love each other and get along because we all have the same goal. And so let's start here. 1 John 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So we walk in the light, then we have fellowship with one another because of that. And then 3, verse 14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. And then chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. And then here in chapter 5, verse 1, it's kind of neat how it works the other way around too. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and observe his commandments. So that's... we know that we love the brethren if we love the Lord. It's proof. It's pretty neat how that all comes together. I guess that's all I had. God bless you all.